Welcome to Kidney Health Connections, a podcast exploring the future of kidney health and the rapid shift to value-based care, where you can learn about the latest innovations that are helping patients live healthier, more fulfilling lives. Here's your host, Dr. George Hart.
Well, hello, everyone. We recently got back from the Renal Physicians Association annual meeting, commonly known as the RPA, which was held in Las Vegas this year. The RPA is the premier event focused on the practice of kidney care. With so many leaders in the nephrology space under one roof, we thought, what better place to record an episode of Kidney Health Connections? We asked esteemed experts from across the country to share their perspectives on what's working, what's changing, and what's on the horizon in the field of nephrology. Now, let's jump right into it. We'll start with Dr. Shika Papo, CEO and founder of Mitacon Advisors, as she shares her takeaways from this year's event.
Hello, so my name is Shika Papo, and I am the CEO and co-founder of Mitacon Advisors. We are a social impact design and innovation firm, and we work with organizations throughout the healthcare system to help them build sustainable, equitable, and scalable care delivery models. And I am also a nephrologist, and it has been incredible to be here at RPA. I will say my three highlights. Number one is being able to connect with colleagues in the kidney space and make new friends, and just to share the excitement around all the great work that we're doing here together to advance the cause of our patients. The second highlight has been just the conversation around value-based care. There has been a lot of energy in that space, but I will also say a lot of controversy as to whether or not it has been impactful. So a lot of good discussions, a lot of data presented to help clarify where we are. I will say that I remain very optimistic, and it's going to be great to see how that framework evolves in time. And then my third highlight has been learning about the various technologies that are out there to support clinicians, nephrologists, and other providers, and particularly around the AI scribes, because we know that there is tremendous burnout among providers, and so it's exciting to see some of these solutions that will allow clinicians just to have more time on their hands to spend with patients, and solutions that will create more efficiencies for practice. So,
Dr. Papo's optimism about the future of value-based care and her excitement over new technologies resonates deeply with what we have heard from many attendees at this year's event. To dive deeper into the future of value-based models, we've asked Rob Blazer, RPA Director of Public Policy, to share his perspective on the future of CMS's value-based kidney care choices model.
Hi, I'm Rob Blazer. I'm RPA's Director of Public Policy, reporting from the RPA annual meeting. I was asked to make some observations about what's going on with the kidney care models that are out there right now. This is in the wake of the conclusion of the mandatory payment model, the ETC model, but there's questions about the voluntary models and would they possibly be concluded, and I don't think that's the case. I think there's a lot of support for the voluntary models. They've been successful. I think the current CMMI leadership is very knowledgeable about the models, and I think they recognize that they've worked, largely worked, not perfect, but largely worked. And I think there's a commitment to make sure that they continue. So, you know, much more to be seen. We're in an unpredictable environment, but I think we're so far so good, and I would think we're going to be okay.
Of course, as nephrologists look to adopt value-based models, they face unique challenges. Next, we'll hear from Dr. Vidushi Maru of Nephrology Associates of Michigan on the collaborative approach she has employed to improve her practice's performance on a key quality measure, optimal starts.
This is Vidushi Maru. I am lead nephrologist for Nephrology Associates of Michigan. We practice in the metropolitan Ann Arbor, Detroit area. We have been participating in value-based care for quite some time, most recently with the kidney care entity. We've done really well with it. And what I'd like to share that's different and unique sort of from our experience with the ESCO is that, you know, the focus on optimal starts has been difficult. And it's required me to really engage hospital administration for help in engaging our surgeons so that they understand the importance of optimal starts in the same way that we do. And it allows us to facilitate earlier AV fistula and graft placements, preemptive and buried PD catheter placements, and that's really done wonders for our optimal start numbers.
Dr. Maru raised an important point about the need for strong collaboration in nephrology care. We also heard from nephrologists on the role that renal care coordinators play in improving patient care and outcomes. Here's Dr. Dyer Diskin, a nephrologist at Hypertension and Nephrology Dialysis and Transplantation Clinic in Alabama.
The addition of a renal care coordinator to our practice has been phenomenal because of how she's able to keep a close eye on the patients, serve as a direct point of contact for our, a lot of our patients when they're calling the office. They can get a direct line to her. She helps them coordinate their clinic visits. And our renal care coordinator is a dialysis nurse with 30 years of experience who ran our home program pretty much on her own. So she is incredibly well qualified to explain to them what to expect.
Now, before we wrap up this episode, we need to acknowledge the critical role practice administrators play in keeping our nephrology practices running so that they can better serve patients. During the RPA practice administrators lunch session, we heard from David Fisher, CEO of Eastern Nephrology Associates, on the role of the practice administrator as it relates to success in value-based care.
In reality, what I think it really kind of boils down to is that we are, as the administrator and the team that helps support the administration of the practice, we really need to be like the assistant coach, the cheerleader, and really one of the biggest advocates for value-based care in the practice. And I think one of the things that we need to be able to do is really break down a lot of the complexities of the operations and the aspect of care that comes with getting into a value-based care organization, right? We need to kind of hit that easy button, if you guys remember that Staples commercial. And I think being able to manage the message and, again, breaking it down to kind of a simple terms so that everybody understands what's going on. It just can't be me, it just can't be Dr. Taylor or the physicians that really understand or great support staff that I'm really fortunate enough to have in my practice, but the front desk staff need to know why we're doing this. The people that room patients, the MAs, have to understand why. You just can't put an edict out there and say, from now on, this is how you're going to do it, because people don't like change and they're going to give a lot of pushback. So being able to break down, make it simple, boil it down to its lowest level, but have a bigger picture of this is why we're doing it. Have it tie into your mission, vision, and values within the practice is really important, because that also just needs to be top of mind. Because at the end of the day, the ultimate goal of all of this is to make sure that we're taking the best care possible to patients. And it's our role, even though we don't necessarily interact with patients, our job, like I said earlier, hit that easy button, make it easy for the doc, make it easy for the APPs, and everybody else that has that interaction with patients. If we can't make it easy, you're not going to be successful. Culture is very, very hard. You have to make sure that not only are you communicating in an appropriate way, but you also have to have people that are going to be on your team that want to be on your team. You have to be very, very selective in the core people that you bring into an organization. I think that's really, really critical. A mentor of mine a number of years ago told me, she said, Dave, quick to fire, slow to hire. And that really resonates with me. If you don't have the right people that are willing to get behind your message and what ultimately it is that you're trying to do, you're just not going to be successful. Bringing in the right people, being able to drive that ultimate goal, I think really helps make accepting the culture of getting into value-based care a lot easier.
Thank you for joining us today on our special episode from the RPA. We hope you heard an idea or two that you'll take with you into your own organization or practice. Catch further insights from the RPA on our blog at interwellhealth.com. And don't forget to subscribe to Kidney Health Connections for more expert discussions on the future of nephrology and value-based kidney care.